Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You're not from around here, are you? This is fun catching up with Becky Hillier during the break there. We were joking about how, you know, when you're from Montana, there's just things we do in Montana. And you go to the big city and they're like, you're not from around here, are you? Yeah, this was funny. So, Becky, you were in New York City speaking of Freedom Friday. You were Miss Montana back in the day, and you got to do a USO tour, going out, greeting the troops, 2 months touring all over the place. Yeah. I mean, that sounds incredible.
Yeah, so the Miss America pageant and the Department of Defense and the Gillette Corporation, at the end of each year, they would choose 6 or 7 Miss Whatevers to be part of a song and dance roadshow troupe that would go overseas, either to Europe or Asia, and entertain American military men and women on American bases overseas. And no one from Montana had ever been chosen for that. And so this gal from the Gillette Corporation came, and she flew to Billings and auditioned me. And she said, yeah, how would you like to go to Asia for 2 months? And I said, oh, sure, why not? So I went along with 6 other gals from the Miss America pageant. We put our show together in Princeton, New Jersey. And then the day before we were supposed to fly to Seoul, South Korea, my host family realized I didn't have my passport yet, because I'm from Montana and you just walk in a store and get what you need that day.
Yeah, you're like, hey, I'm here to get my passport.
I had no concept.
Yeah.
So they had their stockbroker friend take me into New York City, take me down right in the heart of Manhattan to get my passport. I had no clue what an ordeal that would be. But here I am, this sweet little girl, you know, hick from Montana, and I'm standing in line and I'm, hi, oh no, excuse me, and letting everybody cut in front of me. And this woman was, you know, squinting her eyes, looking at me, and pretty soon she says, honey, you're not from around here, are you? I said, no, I'm from Montana.
My mom had the same thing. They moved down to L.A., you know, and because my dad thought he was going to become this big actor. He was trying to become a big actor or something like that because he was a good singer. And here's this little, you know, pretty blonde gal from, you know, Glasgow, Montana. Same thing. Hi. And they're like, what's wrong with you? But it's funny because, yeah, like when I was in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration recently, you know, everything was so, you know, fenced off and boarded up, but mm-hmm. that as I was walking around Capitol Hill, sometimes there were big groups of people. And then one time I'm just walking down the street and a guy's walking past me and I say, hey, morning, or hey, how you doing? And he gave me this look like, why are you saying hi? Why are you saying good morning? And I'm like, oh, that's right. I'm not in Montana anymore right now. I forgot. Yeah.
They think you want something, or they look at you so skeptically, but it, you know, that's what I love about Montana. That's what I love about being here and driving on the 2-lane roads across Montana, and you put up a couple fingers and wave at people.
Yeah.
You're not putting up the middle finger. You're putting up a couple fingers to wave.
That's right.
And extend this friendly greeting to people. And people from outside Montana don't understand that. They don't get it. But we're neighborly, and it just speaks to our values, the way we were raised. And I love it. There's no place like it.
Speaking of Montana values, this is one that's starting to bug me. Why don't people return their grocery shopping carts? Anyway, we'll talk about that more. We'll look at the bright side
yes.
with Becky Hillier right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, a winter weather advisory continuing for Bozeman, a winter storm warning for Billings. For Bozeman, expecting 2 to 4 inches of daytime snowfall, but for Billings, around 5 inches of accumulation expected, and low highs in the lower teens. Any lingering snow tapering off early on this evening, lows into the single digits below zero. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
It's February 7th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Send a Card to a Friend Day. Not proven, but most likely spread by Hallmark. This day, we send a card or e-card to a friend we haven't connected with in a while. Also on this date, in 1964, a British rock group called The Beatles arrived at Kennedy Airport in New York City, marking the official arrival of Beatlemania as they embarked on their first U.S. tour. And WNBA legend Lisa Leslie nearly single-handedly beat a team during her high school playing days in 1990 when she scored 101 points in the first half of a game. Born on this day. Country music artist Garth Brooks in 1962. NBA Hall of Fame guard Steve Nash, born in 1974. Actor Ashton Kutcher, born in 1978. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you guys, look, I do a lot of hard news, a lot of political news, of course. And so, look, if you're following my Facebook.com/Flint Report page, there's a lot of serious news, a lot of hard news. Although I try to have a little bit of fun with it, too. Like I just shared this Big Sky memes one about George Strait being the hip-hop artist of the year for 2025. You know, they were mocking the fact that Beyonce got the Grammy for Best Country Album of the Year. It's like, oh, come on.
I would love to see George Strait as a hip-hop artist.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah. That would be one for the ages, for sure.
You know, Jamie Foxx, the incredible actor Jamie Foxx, he spent some time in the Flathead Valley of Montana, but He sang at a George Strait tribute concert because he talked about growing up in Texas and how George Strait music had soul to it. He said, you know, here's this white guy in a cowboy hat with just as much soul as the black singers from Detroit. Wow. Or something, and how his country music had so much soul to it. So it was so cool to have this R&B version of a George Strait song. Well, that he sang at the time.
I think if you're a musician and you love music and you're musical, you really respect everybody in that field, especially those who've been successful. I don't think that you can ever have this idea that your music or your genre is the only one or the best one. I mean, I think you just have this mutual respect for people who do the same thing you do, whether they sound the same or look the same or not. So I think that's a great lesson.
There was all this talk about the U.S. Agency for International Development, all the crazy stuff that's being funded with our taxpayer dollars. And so speaking of different music, I was just thinking earlier this morning, you know, this talk about Jamaica. You know, at random moments throughout the show, just for fun, we should just throw in a random Shabba. You remember Shabba Ranks back in the day?
I don't.
He'd be singing this song, and then all of a sudden, Shabba. And it's like, all right, we could just be in the middle of a phone call, and then just a random Shabba. You know, just for fun, why not? We're
well,
obviously,
it's your show, Aaron. You can do whatever you want.
You know,
honestly,
we're here all day, folks. Well, at least for 4 hours, you're stuck with us. But no, you got to follow Becky Hillier on Facebook. You know, she was the original anchor. They launched when they launched the Wake Up Montana TV morning show, and so many of you remember her from that. She just did such an incredible job with that program. She's been a news anchor on several, you know, local TV stations and then elsewhere across the country as well. But if you want to look at the bright side, you want to see some good news, some fun stuff, man, it's just she's always pumping out entertaining or enlightening information. I love this little graphic that you just shared, I think yesterday.
Yeah, last night.
All right, so here's what she shared. Becky says this: it's the little things that make the biggest difference. Tip your server. Return your shopping cart, pick up a piece of trash, hold the door for the person behind you, let someone into your lane. Small acts can have a ripple effect. That's how we change the world. Yeah, hold the door for the person behind you. That's another thing we do in Montana, and they kind of look at you like you're crazy elsewhere in the country. you know, especially as men, we just, you better hold that door open, especially yeah. for a woman. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But then you travel to big cities and you worry that you're going to offend a woman if you hold the door open for her. But I do it anyway. But,
well, you know. Good for you. Well, and I think it just really speaks to Montana sensibilities that we grew up with, that we were taught. And it wasn't necessarily that our parents told us to do these things. They modeled it for us. And that has much more of a long-lasting impact when you see the people in your life you love and respect, when you see them doing those things, then you naturally do it as well. I joke with our kids all the time when they were little, and if we were in a parking lot and we were trying to, you know, cross the parking lot into the store, a car would stop for us and I'd put my hand up and wave like, thank you. And then I'd grab the kids and we'd run instead of just walking slowly to the door. It's like, I don't want to inconvenience anyone. And thank you so much for stopping. Let's go, kids. And it was so funny because in Denver with my daughter the other day, I saw her do the exact same thing. She's like, thank you, holds up her hand, and she runs across so she doesn't inconvenience the driver.
Whereas, like, you're starting to see more of this, whereas people give you this look like they, you better stop. And then they take their sweet little time. Now, if you're an elderly person or if you've got a disability,
of course,
take your time. Nobody's judging you. But then you get some of these people, and it's like, oh, really, man? Like, you're going to take the longest, you know, 45-degree angle slow walk into the grocery store right now while I'm sitting here. And it's like, you know, people have busy lives. They've got kids they're running around. They've got sporting events they got to go to. They have jobs. You just take your sweet little time there, buddy.
Right? I just think it's common courtesies like that, that you show courtesy to the person walking across. The person walking across shows courtesy to the person who stopped for them. It's just, you know, you treat people the way you want to be treated. And everything you read on that list is so easy to do. It doesn't cost any money. It hardly takes any time to do, but it's the right thing to do. Other people see it, and then you start this ripple effect of people just doing the right thing.
That's right. Becky shared another funny thing just an hour ago. Help your friend on a diet by replacing the light in their fridge with an air horn. That might be helpful, huh?
Well, to me, please.
Yeah, she says, if you do it, report back to her. Well, I'll tell you what. You don't need to replace that light in your refrigerator with an air horn. Here's what you need to do, though. You need to get a hold of Billings Last Diet, because you're not going to need somebody to say, hey, don't eat that, don't drink that, don't do that. Because Billings Last Diet, not only do we have listeners who've lost 80 pounds, Tim and Savage has lost 80 pounds using the remote option through Billings Last Diet, but it's about changing the lifestyle to where you don't feel like you need to eat all the time. You don't feel like you need to open up the fridge every 5 minutes. So it's not just about losing the weight, feeling better, looking better. It's about getting off of medications. It's about making sure your knees don't hurt anymore. BillingsLastDiet.com or call 406-294-6751. And even if you don't live in Billings, they have a remote option. It's working out there in Mondakistan. It'll work for you. Back after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Montanans have a stake in the future of Medicare, perhaps more than most states. Almost 250,000 of us receive benefits from the program, a higher fraction of the population than all but four other states. For many hospitals and healthcare providers, 50% or more of revenues come from Medicare reimbursements. The fact that no elected officials want to talk about the giant program's fiscal imbalances don't make them go away. The fact that Medicare spending is growing faster than the economy, almost twice as fast last year, means that we can't grow our way out of it. Action is needed, but what? The familiar action is cost-cutting directed from above. It makes for great press conferences and impressive legislation, but it's proved utterly ineffective in the past. Remember electronic medical records that were supposed to save money? The road not taken, as Robert Frost would say, is market-based reform. It's toxic, but maybe we should take a look. I'm Patrick Barton.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. Before heading south to New Orleans for Super Bowl 59 on Fox, Philadelphia Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni got his game plan against the Chiefs in place.
A big chunk of it is ready to go, so I won't share everything with you guys, but we'll practice, we'll be on the field, we'll be installing things. You got to get a good portion of it done because the schedule's a little different next week.
Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
There's some different things that you got to handle next week, and you know, you might not have the all-day Tuesday meeting or an all-day Monday meeting because of media night that you would normally normally have as coaches.
Like Eagles coach Nick Sirianni, Chiefs coach Andy Reid knows the routine.
As coaches, we got to dig in and get going. Make sure that we can feed the players a good game plan. I know it's a two-week period before the game, but once you get down to New Orleans, it's a bit chaotic. So you want to make sure you take care of business now.
Chaotic plus Mardi Gras Tuesday. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Cattle Convention 2025 is officially wrapped up in San Antonio, Texas. A lot of work went into the creation of policy to help set a direction for the future of the cattle industry. Leslie Robinson, president of the Montana Stock Growers Association, shared with us some of the policy put forward at convention this year from Montana.
One of the things that we brought to this convention was a directive to state specifically in the strategic plan, the NCBA strategic plan, to keep agriculture land in production. And that seems like a simple phrase, but I think that we need to, for sustainability of the beef industry and for food safety for our nation, is so important to keep agriculture land in production.
That directive passed out of committee. As for cattle prices,
With the prices, it's great because we have just a little bit more breathing room. And with the new administration, I think we're going to see, I'm hoping we'll see some rollbacks on some of the regulations that were placed in the last administration. And we'll, I guess we'll see, but I'm optimistic and I sleep a lot better.
Speaking of prices, Cattle Facts yesterday projected the price for a 550-pound steer calf to average $3.40 a pound this year. That's up $29 from last year. I'm Lane Nordland.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it. Becky's like, wow, what a beautiful morning. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's like totally foggy looking out our Montana Talks studio windows right now. You know, of course, we're in the top floor of the Doubletree Hotel in downtown Billings. And so I'm looking out at the first interstate tower, and it looks like a ghost ship.
Because it really
does. It's like you can see the dark image in the midst of the fog. So, yeah, kind of crazy looking out there this morning. But at least the sun's starting to come up here at 7:25 in the morning. That's some good news that'll brighten your day. Well, one of the great things about having Becky Hillier with us here, on Freedom Friday is, you know, we just thought, like, hey, let's – you know, people always want to hear more good news. Now, then again, for you Trump fans out there right now, there's a lot of good news. You don't need to have a special good news segment because the news itself is starting to become the good news segment. But no, hey, how can we look at the bright, you know, side of things? How can we look at the bright side? How can we find a good news story out there? Maybe it's a Montana story. Maybe it's somewhere else across the country. You guys can even send us, if you got
yes,
a story,
please.
if you got something that can look at the bright side of things, send us a message on the Montana Talks app or whatever. And Becky, I know you've got a great story to share with us. But first, I got to go on a little bit of a rant about returning shopping carts, because you had this great image that you shared on Facebook. Tip your server, return your shopping cart, pick up a piece of trash, hold the door for the person behind you, let someone into your lane. Small acts can have a ripple effect. That's how we change the world. You know, I used to get so irritated with these people that are just, you know, cutting you off in traffic, or it's like, dude, you couldn't have waited five more seconds. But then I'm like, you know what? I don't know what they're going through.
Right.
They might have just gotten a phone call that a family member is at the emergency room. So
right,
maybe
exactly.
They're in a hurry today. So maybe I shouldn't ruin my day because somebody cut me off in traffic.
And
you just got to remind yourself of this. You know?
And we have to remember, we've cut people off in traffic.
You're
sometimes.
Darn right.
So we don't mean to, but it's like, oh, oops, like, sorry.
Yeah. You didn't realize that that lane came to an end 50
right.
feet from now. Yeah.
Right. To err is human.
Yep. Sean and Shelby, he likes the line about returning your shopping cart. He says, when you go into the store, take a cart. If there's mm-hmm. a cart just laying out in the middle of the parking lot, just grab the cart and return it. But yeah, I don't get this. Becky, you and I were talking off air earlier. It's like you go to a grocery store, and it didn't seem like this used to be a thing. It seems like it's becoming more of a thing where, you know, 15 feet away from you is the cart rack for the shopping cart. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's too hard for you to do. You can't go another 15 feet. You obviously could walk all the way around the grocery store into your vehicle with the shopping cart. But 15 more feet is going to ruin your day. Like, you can't handle the 15 more feet. I don't get it with some people.
Well, and like you said, there's some people who have, like, they have mobility issues. I get that. But for people who are able-bodied and they get done unloading their cart, they leave it in the middle of the parking lot. They don't put it in the cart rack, or they don't put it in, take it inside. I don't know. It's just, again, it goes back to those common core Montana values that so many of us were raised with and had modeled for us. It's really simple to do. It's a few more steps. I'm big into counting my steps every day. It's a few more steps for me. And it's just, you know, a nice thing to do. It's courteous. And I think, you know, over the years, some people have kind of lost their attention to being courteous.
Yeah.
And if you see somebody do that, then you're more likely to do it yourself, because it makes you think, you know, why can't I? Yeah. I should be able to do that as well.
And then I laugh too at, you know, hold the door for the person behind you. I can't tell you how many times here in Montana, you know, a woman will hold the door for the guy.
Yeah.
Because it's just what people, hold the door for everybody. But yeah, you go to some big cities and, you know, you're worried that you would offend a woman for holding the door for her. But in Montana, that's what we do. Even the women will hold the door for other people.
And even just smiling at people on the sidewalk, they look at you so suspiciously. It's like, I'm just smiling. I'm happy. I'm happy to see you, and I hope you have a great day.
And I get it, because, you know, I lived in Washington, D.C. for a little while when I went to Howard University. And, you know, sometimes you make eye contact with the wrong person, and now all of a sudden, you know, they're like wanting to hit you up for, you know, who knows what, or, you know, or they think you're an easy target to be robbed now, because, okay, hey, this guy's not from around here. I can play this guy for a fool. So I get where, you know, unfortunately in the big cities, why they've had to harden, you know, their mentality to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think you can ever go wrong being nice to people and doing the right thing. You really can't. Yeah. So it pays dividends.
Yeah. So what's the, give us the 30-second kind of overview, and then we'll get into the good news story, the bright side, right after the Fox News update here.
Sure. Well, the wildfires in California, as we all sat back and watched, were horribly devastating. Thousands of people lost their homes. And we all sat back, and you wonder in a situation like that, gosh, wish I could do something. Well, there was a local artist in Los Angeles who watched her friends lose their homes, and she wanted to do something, but she didn't have the financial means to support all of their GoFundMe pages. So she decided, I'm going to put my own twist on giving back, and found this beautiful way to help them.
All right. So Becky will tell you about that coming up here in 60 seconds, right after the Fox News update. And then later in the hour, we'll have a next break, we'll have the phone lines open. Anything and everything you want to talk about here on this Freedom Friday, 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. And then we'll have open phones, I think, for the entire 8 o'clock hour today as well. And then we got a busy 9 o'clock hour with the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Director. We're going to have a very interesting update talking about the Stillwater Mine. I'm very much looking forward to that conversation as well. So, Becky, I'm sure a lot of people, like, they want to help out. They want to help out in North Carolina. They want to help out. But it's like, you know, a lot of people don't have that excess cash to be. Some people can donate and donate big, and they do so. But a lot of people are like, well, what can I do? So this woman said, well, here's something I can do.
Right. Yeah. Cash is always king in a situation like that. But a lot of times after the money is gone, they're still left with a lot of problems or a lot of sorrow because of what they've lost. So this artist in Los Angeles, like I said before the break, she saw some of her friends lose their homes and they were devastated. So she reached out to them and she said, you know, I would love to do something special for you. Send me a picture of your home. So her friends sent her pictures of their homes that were burned. And she drew pictures of their homes down to the very detail. This one gal had a bucket full of flamingos on her front porch. And the artist included that in the drawing. And then presented those pictures to her friends And they were so meaningful, you know, a lot of emotion behind those, because that's something that they can frame on the wall of their new home and always be able to remember fondly their old home. And so she, the artist, thought she was onto something and thought, I'm going to put a call out on Instagram to see, maybe there are some other people who would like me to do this. She thought she might get 10 or 20 responses. She got well over 1,000 responses from people sending her pictures of the homes that were destroyed in the wildfires. She had so many requests that she had to enlist the help of other artists in the area to help her complete and fulfill these requests. But she said it was just one way that she could give back. And I thought it was really great because, again, so many of us will sit on the couch and see these disasters or tragedies play out across the country or across the world. And sometimes they play out here at home. But we feel helpless and think, wow, it would be so great to be able to help. I wish I could do something. Well, she did do something. You don't have to be wealthy. You don't have to be someone who can, you know, drop $100 into everybody's GoFundMe page. But if you have a special skill or talent, or even if you have time to donate, to volunteer, the investment of your time and your talent is just as meaningful for these people who've lost everything.
Sometimes even more meaningful.
Absolutely.
And more powerful, yeah, because of the, you know, the heart that came with it.
Exactly.
Not just, you know, the money or the, you know, but the heart that came with it. Well, Becky, this is a ton of fun. I love having you here on the show for Freedom Friday and, you know, talking about, look at the bright side, and then having some fun in the process as well. Talking
right.
about, you know, holding the door for people. Tater and Forsyth says, and when somebody holds the door open for you, tell them thank you.
Yes. Thank a simple you, thank you goes a long way.
That's right. Well, thank you, Becky. Great to have you. Thanks so much for being
me,
with
Aaron.
Us. All right. Open phones coming up right after this. 406-294-0970.
Are you... This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
A great message here from Kelly in Glasgow up on the High Line. What's it looking like out your window this morning, Kelly? Yeah, there is a bunch of snow falling outside our Montana Talks studio windows right now. As our producer Caden pointed out, that's not fog, it's snow. So, you know, and it just looks foggy when you looked out the window here. But anyway, Kelly in Glasgow says this, you know, when it comes to shopping carts and this whole idea of return your shopping cart or put it in the rack, right? Why do people just leave these things sitting out? Kelly says, I love it. Like Becky says, it's a ripple effect. In fact, the other day it was colder than a well digger's you know what. I was returning the cart and another guy says, hey, just leave it right there and I'll snag it. I've got to go get some groceries. So, yeah, there you go. That's Montana. That's real Montana right there, Kelly. Thanks for that message. We've had some other messages that have come in here earlier this morning. Message from Evan and Belt. Sorry, I'm late getting to this one, Evan. At the top of the 6 o'clock hour, let's get into some Montana legislature news here. At the top of the 6 o'clock hour, I was... you know, sharing a couple headlines. Apparently, yesterday afternoon, the state Senate got a little rowdy, got a little raucous. Let me find the headlines that I shared earlier here. It got a little heated in the state Senate regarding the ethics investigation. Involving former Senate President Jason Ellsworth, who is still a current state senator out of Hamilton, Montana. Let's see. Here's one headline from the Montana Television Network. Montana Senate votes to delay Ellsworth ethics investigation, refers it to the Montana Department of Justice. Another headline from the Lee newspapers. Ethics panel on Ellsworth's contract investigating potential criminal violation. That was an earlier report. A legislative ethics committee had been investigating the idea, this is from the Lee newspaper's report, had been investigating the idea that a Hamilton senator's state-funded business contract may have violated criminal statute, according to a letter adopted at the second of two committee meetings Monday.
On Monday, the Senate Ethics Committee approved multiple documents outlining its investigation, including a letter detailing the allegations and potential laws that were violated, a preliminary witness list, and a list of documents to be subpoenaed. Now, this is the updated version of that story from the Montana Television Network. By a 27-22 vote, senators approved a request by Senate Minority Leader Pat Flowers, Democrat out of Belgrade, to refer the allegations against Senator Jason Ellsworth, a Republican out of Hamilton, to the Montana Department of Justice. The motion also suspended, for now, the Ethics Committee's investigation, which had been set to begin hearings as soon as next week. Flowers' motion, so think about it. You have a Republican state senator who is being accused of, you know, violating ethics laws with regard to this contract. And it's the Democrats that are bailing him out. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Well, keep in mind, the first week that the state Senate was up and running, this Republican senator had teamed up with a handful of other Republicans, and they voted with the Democrats when it comes to the operating rules for the state Senate, undermining the elected Republican leadership. So here you go. So the guy that's involved with the ethics investigation here got bailed out by the Democrats. The Democrats are bailing him out because the Democrats worked with him to get the rules in place that are in place right now. Isn't that – I mean, that's just interesting when you look at that perspective. Although I would say, though, I mean, I think to a certain point, I think one thing that the Democrats were saying is, okay, look, it's very clear that the majority of the Republican caucus is not happy with Senator Ellsworth and for what they see as this coup that was staged by Ellsworth teaming up with the Democrats to undermine the party leadership when it comes to the rules in the state Senate. So when they argue, well, the Senator Ellsworth will not get a fair hearing here in this ethics committee. So that's why we're going to pass the buck to the Department of Justice. But then I think State Senator Tom McGilvery, the Senate Majority Leader, he was quoted in one of the news stories. I can't remember if it was from the liberal Montana Free Press or where it was. But he was quoted as saying that he communicated with the State Department of Justice, and they're like, we can't handle a complaint like this. This would not be under our purview. I guess what I would say is if there's an actual, you know, criminal complaint or something that was in violation of the law, this would be a good question for some of you lawyers out there. Wouldn't it be up to the Lewis and Clark County attorney or a prosecutor in Montana, whether it's Helena or whether it's, you know, back in Ravalli County? I would think that would have to be something that would have to be investigated. And if they felt charges were necessary, you would have to have a county attorney take the lead on something like that. That's my assumption. Again, maybe some of you county attorneys out there that are probably listening or lawyers out there listening could fill me in. Either way, all that to say, Evan in Belt sent us a message at 6:20 this morning, and sorry I missed it. Evan, until now, Evan says this: if Senator Ellsworth had any scruples at all, he would just resign. But I doubt this will happen, as he is just an arrogant, wealthy individual. Remember, this is the guy who was pulled over by a Montana Highway Patrol officer for speeding and then claimed he was exempt from that because he was a member of the legislature. Senator, do the right thing and get the hell out of Helena. You are as big a mockery as Zoe Zephyr. Republican or not, you are wasting our time and money. That's from Evan in Belt. Speaking of Zoe Zephyr, Tim in Savage yesterday afternoon said this about Zoe Zephyr. Zoe Zephyr just identified himself as a, quote, card-carrying member of the radical left. So what was the reference there, Tim? What if you want to call in or message us again on the Montana Talks app? So what was going on in the state house that led Zoe Zephyr to describe himself as a card-carrying member of the radical left. Oh, man. Oh, I really don't want to spend my afternoons watching the floor sessions, but I might have to start doing that. It sounds like some good entertainment, or maybe I'll just listen to it while I'm at the gym or something like that. Okay, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. If you got something you want to talk about, or like I say, you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. I talked about looking out our windows right now, and it looked like it was, you know, nothing but fog in downtown Billings. You know, looking out the window, it looked like the First Interstate Bank Tower was like a ghost ship in the fog or something like that with all the snow that's falling right now. You know, I know you've done this. How many of you went and actually put your hand next to your window and you could feel the cold air coming through your windows? Well, you're not just getting cold. You're not just losing heat. You're losing a lot of money as well. Right now, you can upgrade to energy-efficient triple-pane windows, and there's an unbeatable deal to do just that right now with YHIC, your home improvement company. They've got an unbeatable deal, 50% off your window purchase, minimum of 4 windows. It's a deal you don't want to miss. And they've got easy financing, no money down, no interest, no payments until 2026. Seriously, upgrading your windows has never been easier. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation, whether it's windows, bathrooms, bathroom upgrade, or both. It's a limited time offer you don't want to miss. Again, 50% off your window purchase, minimum of 4 windows. No money down, no interest, no payments until 2026 with their easy financing. You can call 406-948-2836 or go to YHIC.com. Okay, let's see. What should we talk about next? This is a story I wanted to get to this one in the 6 o'clock hour, but we just ran out of time. Tom Homan, who's doing such an incredible job as President Trump's border czar. You know, promises made, promises kept. ICE has been going after the Tren de Aragua Venezuelan illegal alien gang members down in Colorado. But during one of the operations, somebody leaked the raid ahead of time to the criminal illegal alien gang members. And Tom Homan says, oh yeah, we know that there was a leak. Anyway, we'll get into that story here right after the break. Plus, with that, phone line's open for you, 294-0970.
Exclusively on ESPN Plus, UFC 312, Saturday. Reigning middleweight champion, Dricus du Plessis, defends his title in a rematch against Sean Strickland. And Zhang Weili defends her strawweight title against undefeated Tatiana Suarez. UFC 312, Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Buy it on ESPNPlus.com/PPV. Fox News commentary.
The NFL will remove the end racism phrase from the end zones ahead of the big game. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next. It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's 5 questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
What are the 2 active volcanoes on mainland Europe called?
Is Vesuvio one of them?
Vesuvius and Etna.
How'd you do exactly? These get tougher, so hang on.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did. Thank you for taking the quiz.
The wokeification of America has done literally nothing to better race relations or advance equality. From the black social media squares posted for George Floyd in 2020 to the forced rainbowing of everything during Pride Month to the ridiculous end racism banners on NFL end zones, all worthless virtue signals. But now, just in time for the big game, the NFL will remove those end racism slogans from the end zones of Caesar Superdome. Instead, they will be replaced with the phrases choose love and it takes all of us. I personally don't know what an emblazoned end zone phrase is going to solve in the first place, but at least the deliberate racial messaging will be removed. Here's a crazy thought, though. Perhaps politics and special interest messaging can just be left the heck out of sports in general. Let people enjoy the togetherness of fandom and competition without the side dish of worthless virtue signaling. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, a winter weather advisory continuing for Bozeman, a winter storm warning for Billings. For Bozeman, expecting 2 to 4 inches of daytime snowfall, but for Billings, around 5 inches of accumulation expected, will have highs in the lower teens. Any lingering snow tapering off early on this evening, lows into the single digits below zero. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundituttogether.org. That's sound.
Conduit TurboTax. Get started today. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a couple of other messages that came in on our Montana Talks app. Some last night, some just a few minutes ago here. Scott in Billings, you know, talking about all of the results that President Trump is already delivering. You know, I was joking earlier with Becky Hillier about how it's great to have Becky come in and share some good news stories, some feel-good stories, and, you know, look at the bright side. With Becky. And so it's fun to do. But yeah, I was kind of joking. I was like, man, it used to be that the regular news was nothing but bad news, bad news, bad news. But with Donald J. Trump, man, good news story, good news story, good news story with all the work that he is doing. And great to see our Republican senators standing with him every step of the way as well. And with the people of Montana. But Scott in Billings has the acronym for Trump. T-R-U-M-P, tough results under my presidency. And Scott says, go get them. That was from Scott in Billings on the Montana Talks app. Lightbrows in Hardin. He says this, Trump is using our motto, surprise, speed, and violence of action. The left can't react. Lightbrows, thanks for that message. Always great to hear from you. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Colorado, what a mess Denver is. I mean, the Democrats have just totally taken over, and they're destroying Denver and the Denver area. And, man, I feel so bad for our rancher friends and friends in rural Colorado that are now having these wolves, you know, thrusted on them. Much like, you know, the people in the cities are having these illegal alien and violent gangs thrust on them and their communities as well as a result of these liberal Democrat policies. Bill Malusian, who's done such a great job reporting on our southern border, he's now reporting on this mess in Aurora, Colorado. Remember where Trende Aragua gang members were taking over entire apartment complexes? A U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement raid had complications, which led to a lower number of arrests of Venezuelan gang members. Here's Bill Malusian with that story.
Federal officials tell us it felt like this huge operation was really just doomed from the very beginning when they first got things rolling. There had been leaks to the media. There were articles written that this operation was coming. And as a result, they fell very, very short of their goal of arresting dozens of Trende Aragua gang members,
which involved hundreds of federal agents from ICE, HSI, FBI, DEA, ATF, and CBP. They were targeting roughly 100 Trende Aragua gang members at problematic apartment complexes in the Aurora area.
Yeah, and so there was a leak. Tom Homan says he's aware of the leak, and I hope they do everything possible to find out who leaked this operation and prosecute that person or persons to the fullest extent of the law. Let me see. This was another report here out of Colorado. Vicente Arenas with KDVR in Denver Let me see if this is that report. Listen to this one.
The ICE-led raids caught many people by surprise, even though there had been talk of possible operations happening for some time. This one taking place at the Cedar Run Apartments. The raids happened across Denver and Aurora. ICE Denver said federal agents were targeting Venezuelan gang members and criminals. Immigration defense attorney Matthew Barringer says three people have called his office asking for help, saying they were arrested even though they had no criminal history. The Rocky Mountain Immigrant Advocacy Network said agents were taking people indiscriminately. Colorado's Rapid Response Network, too, said they're hearing from families whose members were taken.
Did you hear what he said there? Criminal illegal aliens who are in violation of the law for breaking into this country illegally and remaining here illegally. They're calling the lawyer saying, hey, we got arrested even though we didn't break the law. You broke the law when you entered this country illegally. You are a criminal. That shouldn't be breaking news.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Montanans have a stake in the future of Medicare, perhaps more than most states. Almost a quarter million of us receive benefits from the program, a higher fraction of the population than all but four other states. For many hospitals and healthcare providers, 50% or more of revenues come from Medicare reimbursements. The fact that no elected officials want to talk about the giant program's fiscal imbalances don't make them go away. The fact that Medicare spending is growing faster than the economy, almost twice as fast last year, means that we can't grow our way out of it. Action is needed, but what? The familiar action is cost-cutting directed from above. It makes for great press conferences and impressive legislation, but it's proved utterly ineffective in the past. Remember electronic medical records that were supposed to save money? The road not taken, as Robert Frost would say, is market-based reform. It's toxic, but maybe we should take a look. I'm Patrick Barton.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.